All righty. Okay. I got it. It's a little sluggish, but I see you, and I'm glad I'll be able to know that it's a little live. And that's a good thing. And happy birthday to you. Nah, I can't sing that one good, but I have a old. How do I do that? It's in my head. I won't do it. All right. So y'all, let's sing happy birthday in your own way to a conque. And by that time, I'll get my courage up. All right.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to a conque.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
Mo. All right, who's next? Who knows how to? Teresa, give us some Bermuda happy birthday. How does it, what's the sound? I want to hear the sound of it with a wonderful Bermuda accent. Do y'all sing that happy birthday song, or is there another happy birthday kind of song that you sing for each other in Bermuda? All right, so I'll go with my, I'm reminding me of an old car that has but one gear. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, a conque. Happy birthday, a conque. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Hey, maybe it's just old school. What can I say? Oh, and how old are you? How old are you? How old are you, a conque? How old are you? All right, Akanke, how old are you? Up, you're 15. Uh-oh, 15. That number is getting around here. All right. Okay, Akila and Jerissa, y'all got to catch up. And I got to slow down. I know you are 15. Excuse me, Amira and Jerissa and Ayinde, y'all got to catch up. And I got to slow down. My bad, Akila. And you think I'll make it? You think I slow down enough? All right, let me just leave that alone this morning. It's so good to be in. I hope y'all, I'm in a wonderful, wonderful mood this morning. You don't think I'll make it? Nah, well, what can I say? I had a wonderful 15 when I was 15. I had a wonderful time. And when I was 16, I had a wonderful time. I can't think of a year. But I can't think of a year in my life that I didn't have a wonderful time. Because whatever came to me was a blessing. And I handled it. I just handled it. And even the hard times, I handled it. And so in the handling it, I grew. And so, what can I say? You know, some people say my life's been rough. I say I've had a great time. Whatever the Creator has hand the Creator has dealt me, my success has been based on dealing with the hand that I'm dealt. Not wishing I had another hand, but we will be judged by how well we dealt with, how well we used, how well we managed, how well we learned and grew from the hand that the Creator dealt us. Not how much we prayed for another hand. There are blessings in every hand. It doesn't look like it because you look over there and somebody else doesn't have these difficulties, or somebody else is in another program, or somebody else is in another something else, okay? Or somebody else is older, or somebody else is younger, and they have a shiny bicycle, and they have 52-inch rims, or whatever. The real deal is us using, managing, handling, enjoying the hand that the Creator dealt us, okay, or That's right, or a shiny bicycle, or they can swim, or they got a swimming pool behind their house, whatever. Okay. The hand that we're dealt, there are blessings in it. But often we throw our blessings away because we're looking over in somebody else's yard, over in somebody else's hand. Use the hand. Play the hand that you've been dealt, and play it well, y'all. Play it well, okay? I can't tell you the blessings that are in there that you won't find. Think about, for those of you who saw, remember the video? How many of you saw the Kim Kwaba video on Friday? I know some of you were in differential calculus. Well, look at the hand that he was dealt. And now look at the stage that he's on. Okay? Look at the world stage that he's on now because he played the hand that was dealt him. He could have went around kicking the dry dirt made dry by the drought. Okay? He could have just kicked that old rusty junk, you know, lawnmower blades and old broken bicycles. He could have just kicked it and says, "Oh, you know, why am I cursed? My life is terrible. I wish. Instead, he played the hand that the Creator dealt him. And look what blessings have come from it. So I encourage you all to play the hand that you've been dealt. Okay. You know, some of you will grow up like me. My mother and father were separated. I was with my mother or I was with my father. I was not with both of them. After about 5 years old, they were 500 miles apart. But it was not a curse. It was a blessing. I played the hand that I was dealt. Is it any wonder that I would create an education institute that would have people 500, 700, 1,000 miles apart connect? Aha, I never made that connection before, but hey, it might be something in there. The point is, let us play the hand that the Creator has dealt us, okay? Learn the lessons, see the blessings, and let's play it, okay? So that's my impromptu sermonette today. With that, what I want someone to do is to step forth. We want to do the I Search pledge today. We want to do the I Am. And please come forth and let's do that. Hear them and say them. All right, let's have a volunteer, please. Either one. That's calling your name.
Okay, so I am. I'm alive. I'm conscious in the room. I am conscious in the room. I am the value that as for every life in the room, I am responsible for the mind of the human. Okay, perfect. I'm the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I'll go into purpose. My face is trying to win eternal. I align myself with my body. I'm the each learner. Knowledge of me. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. Is that each link in line up to the intellectual? Okay. I don't think that's it. I don't know. I'll look at it. I can't remember.
Mope. I'm glad you know what you know. Continue to learn more. Stand on what you know. And add to it every day. Add a bit to it. Okay. All right. Who's next? Who's going to bring it all the way home? Amira, our star for today, has taken us as a star would. She's led us off. She's led us out of the gate. She's run the first leg on the relay race. Who's going to pick up the baton?
I don't know if she stopped that because I kind of couldn't hear her. Her mic was a little bit loud. But I'm just back in the beginning. I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenges of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenges of being eternal. Face the challenge of being I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. That doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I can afford to be humble. I'm not afraid. I'm adequate. The doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas that create disorder in my personality. I'm the enemy of dogmas, for dogmas are prison of mine. And I missed the part which I'm trying to remind you of sign language.
Mook. All right. We have anybody else want to step up, either with I am, okay, or I search. No, I search. All right. I want you to type. I'm going to say I search, and I want you to type in the text chat. Okay, Akilah, just a minute. I'll have you say it right now. Would you type, everyone, what you search for? I search. What do you search for? Type it in the order that you remember, or just type it as much as you remember. Akanke, then you can put the link on your page. I want y'all to know any link that you find anywhere on the internet at any time, you can copy and put on. You can create a page. You can make it Akanke's as part of the wiki. You can say Akanke's links. 2000910, and you can put any link that you want on your page, so that you're not dependent on your mother's computer, you're not dependent on Bible Wakessa, you're not dependent on Ife. You have links that you know you want to go to, and they're right there in the wiki page that you can find from any computer that you're on. Okay, so I want y'all to get savvy, tech savvy. Okay. And actually, I was asking you, Akanke, to come from your memory at this time, not from what you're reading. So what do you remember? Do you remember, Akanke, any of this poem, any words of it by heart, as we used to say? Come back to me. And if you do, let me hear it. Whatever part you remember by heart. Then come and say the first line. Come on, sister. Let's go. We got to move. Hit the talk now button and give us the first line. And Keela, after she finishes the first line, roll it. Akanke, are you ready?
I search for truth, justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness.
Mo. Very good. All right, Keela, hit it.
I search for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand that I can do nothing alone. I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught me that I am because we are, and we are because I am. I search and I create. Our declarations of my assuming responsibility to learn and work as part of a dynamic whole that starts with the Creator and includes my ancestors, my people, my community, my parents, and my peers. Only through clear identity, study, and work can my community and family learn to trust and depend upon me as I have upon them. Only through doing my part well can my peers learn to trust and depend upon me. Only through trust and mutual dependence can we learn and create in ways and on a scale to turn our world and the world right side up again to make our ancestors proud. Under the watchful eye of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X, I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
Ooh-wee. Was that from memory, sister? You hit that out the park. All right, I'll take it. I will take the words. Please work on the memory. All right, now let's talk about it just a little bit. I, that is E-Y-E, which of course sounds just like I, okay? You did read it. And so as you are searching, right, as you are researching, as you are reading, as you are learning, you're searching for truth. You're searching for balance. You're searching for justice. You're searching for reciprocity. You know, sometimes you will find that it's missing. And you'll know it's missing because you're looking for it. Okay? Allende, you're searching for harmony. Where is it? You know, is it there? If it is not there, well, what's in its place? You're searching for order. What's the order? What's the rhythm of it? And you're searching for the righteousness there. Is there righteousness there? Is there truth there? Is there justice? Sometimes as you search for truth, you will find some things that you'd rather not hear. But still, you're searching for truth. You're searching for justice. Now, this is important because as you listen to commercials, as you listen to all things around you, they're not caring about these things. They're not caring about justice. That's what you're listening for, okay? Is there justice here? Is there balance here? Notice, control is not one of the principles of Ma'at. Why do you think that? Why do you think they're not saying control, you know, truth and justice? But why is control not one of the principles? What is your thinking about that? Think about a relationship. Think about being in a relationship with someone, okay? I mean, cousin, uncle, aunt, friend, sister, whatever. And welcome, Nigel Brown. And think about if in the relationship you've been truthful and the person has been truthful. You've been fair to them and they've been fair to you. You know, you give and they give. You, in fact, can't beat them giving. Every time you try to give them something, they already giving you something back. Is there going to be harmony in that relationship?
I think because control isn't like trust. I don't know, like I couldn't really hear what you were just saying right now, but I could hear your question. And control is like not really trust. It's like kind of out of balance or just like one person in the lead, which would be control.
I definitely agree with that. I mean, it seems to me like, you know, if you're just trying to control everything and you just, you know, it's like you're trying to be the more, you know, just have to, you know, just control the whole situation and everything instead of it just being balanced and both the people are working together for.
Very good. Very good.
Whatever their goal is.
You know, I love what you said, and I love your type responses. There is not trust, and so if you don't have trust, you have fear, and you have control. Also, if you have greed, which of course will have it be where you need control, and if you have fear or lack of trust, then you need control. And so if the relationship is one of truth and justice and there's balance and there's reciprocity and there's harmony, order, and righteousness, then you have trust. And imagine if that wasn't just a relationship between you and another person, that was a relationship between one family and another family. And it's a relationship between one community and another community. You can see here how then if these are the principles that you build a relationship on, that you build a community on, that you build a nation on, how it could you could have 10,000 years of unbroken civilization. All right, when those who tout control have civilizations that are tearing apart at the seams after only 200 years. That is, the United States, for example, is only 200 years old. A little bit more, 238 or something like that. And we're talking about 10,000 years of unbroken civilization our ancestors achieved on these principles. All right. So let's end this session this morning, as we always do, with libation. And I'll I'll lead it this morning. In many ways, we have been pouring libation. The United States of North America, only 200 years. Yes, Nigel Brown. Y'all help Nigel out. When was this country founded? The country that we call the United States of North America. What year? Let's go ahead and do the math. Well, you can found it or not found it. That's when the country, you know, this particular nation existed. I don't mean what was here before. What was here before was something different. The land was here. The country, not the space. There's not been new space created. The space is the same. Okay. But just so we are, Nigel Brown, when was this country founded? Allende, help. Nah. Give me the date, please. And help her out, Allende. All right, so do some quick math. Subtract 1776 from 2009. Yes, Allende, 1770. Well, anyway, that was when the Revolutionary War was. We might as well get to it, but not right in this class, in terms of when the Constitution was ratified by the states. But typically, you got the War of Independence in 1776, so we'll go with that one right now. So you mean it's exactly 200 years? How can that be? We've already had the bicentennial celebration of years ago when I was in college. Bicentennial is the second 100 years. Yes, you may, Akilah. All right, we'll save that one. I want to, at this point in time, for us to reflect on our ancestors, on those family ancestors and those cultural ancestors, those African people who gave their all. Sometimes they gave it through scholarship. Sometimes they gave it through war. Sometimes they gave it through love. Sometimes they gave it through work. But they gave their all so that we might have a better day, so that we might see a clearer way, so that our load would be lighter and our way would be brighter. Those ancestors, many names we know, many names we'll never know. The Harriet Tubmans, we know, Ashe. The Amos Wilsons, we know, Ashe. The Ida B. Wells Barnett, we know, Ashe. The Ya Asantewaa, we know, Ashe. The Queen Nzingas, we know, Ashe. The Nani of the Maroons, we know, Ashe. The John Henry Clark, we know, Ashe. The Denmark Vesey, we know, Ashe. And the many, 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 many that we don't know, but that we do know worked in our own family line. They worked. And sometimes they couldn't tell us the whole story for fear that they or we would be killed, but they passed on nuggets to us. Sometimes passed on in a hug, sometimes passed on in a pat, sometimes passed on in a warning look so that we would find our way. And they left breadcrumbs, our ancestors did. They left crumbs so that we could find our way back home through the blood, through the mayhem, through the brutality. They left breadcrumbs so that we would find our way back to Africa. Not just the Africa land, but that too, but the Africa in our hearts and our spirits. And we today want to pay homage to those ancestors. Today we want to pay homage to them by doing our best work, by following those breadcrumbs, by finding our way back to our home of home, the Africa in our hearts, the Africa in our minds, that will lead to us finding our way to the Africa in the physical and the Africa wherever it exists. For those ancestors and, of course, for the Creator, we say Ashe. Ashe. Ashe o. Have a good day today. Have a great day today. Let nothing stop you from having this great day today. Do your best work and you will be blessed. Take care.